call when bad stuff happens in this moment. Get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Visit Independent Insurance Services in Marshalltown, Toledo, and West Des Moines today. Online at InsureCentralIowa.com.
If you think it's a big deal to refinance your auto loan, then you haven't refinanced with Members First Community Credit Union. We make it easy to bring your auto loan to Members First because we do all the work and we don't charge a single fee. So bring your auto loan to Members First Community Credit Union today and pay less for the vehicle you're already driving. Apply online at membersfirst.com. That's members, the number one, ST.com.
Federally assured by the NCUA. All loans offered with approved credit and membership eligibility. See credit union for full details.
Have you ever seen what goes into transmission repair and rebuilds? It's not a simple process. Transmission work is precise and tedious work. So when you're in need of transmission repairs, stop in at Ken's Transmission and talk with the mechanics who have spent decades working on transmissions. Get in gear. Get it? And get to Ken's Transmission for precise repairs you need to keep your vehicle moving down the road. They know transmissions. It's right there in the name. Ken's Transmission. East Anson Street, Marshalltown.
Welcome back. It's 8:34. We are at 34 degrees. She is back. Val Ruff, Convention and Visitors Bureau Director, Experience Marshalltown. It's good to have you in studio.
Thank you. Good morning.
Hi.
It's a beautiful day.
It is.
So, yeah, well, we have a lot to cover, so we better get started. My featured guest today is Bill Rhodes. I want to welcome Bill in, and I got to know Bill through, he is actually holding a conference here in Marshalltown. I think he had some friends or part of his club that said, hey, you should host this in Marshalltown. And so he took on the job of hosting a conference here in Marshalltown. So I want to thank you for choosing Marshalltown.
You're welcome.
I know that it's been a lot of work. They're like, oh, I'm sure they said, oh, it's easy. We'll help you.
Oh,
you know
yeah.
how that goes.
Yeah.
But thank you. I know you've done a lot of work. You brought a lot of folks to town, and we're going to cover that here in
yes,
a little bit.
Yes, we
but
have.
Bill is here today, and he represents a lot of Marshalltown and I would say the rural area, Marshall County. You have lots of hats that you wear.
Yes.
But today you're representing the Missouri Valley Wrench Club. Yeah. And people are like, now wait a minute. Missouri Valley Wrench Club? So can you give us a quick overview of kind of what that means?
It started more in the Nebraska area, and they just come up with this name, a group of collectors quite a few years ago. I don't know the exact date that they started the club, but they all got together and started trading tools amongst each other and the information and the history of the tools. And we've expanded to close to 200 members in our club, but we range from the East Coast to the West Coast.
Yeah,
and
you've got...
We have members in Canada and Australia.
Oh, my gosh. So you trade kind of historic antique tools, right?
Correct. We share information about the manufacturers of these different tools, and there's some people that collect stuff to their area. I collect stuff manufactured in Marshalltown.
Yeah, and some interesting pieces.
Yes.
So we'll talk about those in a little bit here. But so you're hosting the Missouri Valley Wrench Club Conference and Auction.
Correct.
First time in Marshalltown.
Yes. And on Friday morning, we will have our group meeting for the members. And then starting at 12:30, we'll have an auction. And that auction will consist of over 800 individual wrenches, cast iron seats, toolboxes, planter lids, cedar ends, and different things like that. And there's approximately 30 to 35 items on the auction that were actually manufactured in Marshalltown.
Well, that's exciting.
And one of the highlights is a brick hammer made by the Williams Brothers, and it's marked Williams Brothers, Marshalltown, Iowa. And
we know the history of that. That's the Marshalltown company today.
Yes, and so. There's a lot of companies represented in these tools that no longer exist. The Hawkeye Wrench, which was part of the Marshalltown Drop Forge Company, just a lot of stuff manufactured in Marshalltown, and that's been my main interest for years.
Yeah, Marshalltown's got a rich history in manufacturing, and it goes way back. And like you said, there's a lot of companies that are be represented that aren't even here today.
Correct. Yeah.
So that's exciting. So I want to thank you on behalf of the Convention and Visitors Bureau for hosting this in Marshalltown.
Oh, you're welcome.
Bringing lots of out-of-state visitors to our community. And if you're a history buff, this is definitely a place you might want to come and take a look at on, you know, on Friday. So this is at, we should tell the listeners where we're going to be located.
It's at the Best Western, 3303 South Center Street.
You got that memorized?
Yes. And around 8 o'clock on Friday morning, we will be putting together our part, which is the club. But people are welcome to come out and check out our club and see if they want to be a member, see what we do. And we will have displays set up. I will have a display of Marshalltown wrenches on two tables. And
that'll be fun to see that. My dad, growing up, he's a mechanic all of his life, and so I think it would be fun to bring him out and show him some of this historic stuff. Mm-hmm. So anyway, all right, so that kind of talks a little bit about the Missouri Valley Wrench Club Conference and Auction. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break, and we'll be back to talk more about some of these antique wrench collectors. The Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau has the resources you need to make your event a success. Marshalltown has many amenities that make us the perfect location to hold your meetings, conventions, and tournaments. We offer tour and site visits, welcome bags, media contacts, name badges, information on speakers, caterers, and entertainment, and more. Your successful event is a priority. For more information, go to the website, marshalltown.org/visit, or call me, Val Ruff, at the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau. Marshalltown, meet in the middle for fun.
Holiday party planning time is here. Let Carla at the Best Western Regency Inn take care of everything. With festively lit and decorated spaces, accommodating up to 250 people comfortably with room to spare for a DJ or live music, and a variety of menu options that include appetizers, mini bar, full bar, and main courses either buffet style or plated. Send a message to Best Western Regency Inn's event planner at carla.bestwestern@gmail.com. That's Carla with a K, or call her today.
Hard work, team effort, and determination are some of the things that the Bobcat football team and Five Star Real Estate Group have in common. Hometown pride is another. Help Christian Polly and the Five Star Real Estate team cheer for the Bobcats this football season. Whether you are buying or selling, make Five Star Real Estate Group part of your team. Love where you live, live where you love. Five Star Real Estate Group in Marshalltown. Online at fivestarhometeam.com. Proud to support live play-by-play broadcasts of Bobcat Sports.
The Hometown Veterinarian has a new office. Hi, I'm Dr. Grant Jacobson, clinic owner and your Hometown Veterinarian. We invite you to come to our open house on Saturday, October 20th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Tour our state-of-the-art facility at 101 Iowa Avenue West, Marshalltown. We will have snacks for people and pets and prizes. The same honest, compassionate care in a brand new facility. Find us on Facebook. Proud to be locally owned. Insist on the highest quality of care for your pets. The Hometown Veterinarian.
8:41, welcome back. Our Experience Marshalltown program, Val Ruff hosting.
Thank you, Kyle. So today I've got Bill Rhodes in the studio with me, and we are talking about the Missouri Valley Wrench Club. They are hosting a conference and a live auction at the Best Western here in town, and that's going to take place this Friday and Saturday.
Yes.
And I want to thank Bill again for hosting this. He's bringing in lots of out-of-state visitors all the way from Montana, the East Coast. You want to throw out a couple mentions of where you got folks coming from?
We got them coming from Maine and Delaware, Washington State, Montana. I've got absentee bidders in Canada that have already sent bids in for stuff.
Yeah. So we were just talking at the break, Bill and I were talking about, if you're interested, you know, you can come out on Friday at 12:30 for the auction, and also 8:30 Saturday morning, correct?
Yes.
And if you happen to just want to sit at your desk at home and kind of just carouse and see what kind of tools we're talking about, you can go on wrenchingnews.com, and it has a list of all the tools and antiques and everything that you're going to be auctioning. Do you know how many items, just ballpark?
There's over 1,500 individual items, and there's close to 1,000 individual lots.
You've done a lot of work.
Yes, and all of this had to be cataloged and photographed. And you can find the catalog itself and photographs of all the stuff that's on the auction at that wrenchingnews.com website.
Okay. Otherwise, if you just want to go out there and be live and in person, you can come out Friday at 12:30 or Saturday morning at 8:30. If you're even interested in learning more about the Missouri Valley Ranch Club, they can come out on Friday.
On Friday or okay. 8 o'clock until about noon, we'll be breaking down and start the auction.
Awesome. So how many folks you got helping you do this? Because you can't do all this without volunteers.
Well, there's about 10 to 15 people showing up today to help me get stuff set up.
Yeah, the ones that talked you into doing this, right?
Yes.
They got to show up to help you, right?
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit, Bill, about some of the items and some of the unique antique pieces that folks might see if they decide to come out, or some of the things that you might want to highlight and share with the listeners that are of interest to you, maybe.
Well, there's quite a few farm implement wrenches on it, covering Oliver Manufacturing, International Harvester, John Deere, Alice Chalmers, Massey Harris, all the tractor and implement companies. Plus, from my personal collection, stuff that I had extra that I put out there for sale are a Morris combination wrench, which was manufactured in Marshalltown by the Marshalltown Drop Forge Company and sold under the name of the National Hatchet Company. And I'll have one of those for sale on there. And then there's numerous others. The Hawkeye wrench, which was manufactured here in town by the Marshalltown Drop Forge Company. The Ladau wrench, there's one of the Ladau wrenches, which is kind of a rare wrench that was manufactured here in town. There are some C&E manufacturing wrenches, which is interesting, because that company was owned by one of the Cooper brothers of the Cooper mower fame. There's just a lot of stuff. The Williams brothers hammer. There's some Glick Supply advertising. There's a tool called the Teddy. There's an alligator wrench with a screwdriver end on it, and it's marked Marshalltown, Iowa. And the patent was held by my wife's great-grandfather, but it was manufactured here in Marshalltown, and there'll be a few of those for sale on the auction. But there's quite a bit of stuff from Marshalltown. There are some Marshalltown steam gauges will be on the sale.
Okay.
And some.
If that doesn't pique your interest, I don't know what will. If you're if you're a collector of any kind, and I know you're a pretty big collector in your in your own right.
Yes, I have a few wrenches.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure you do. Is there anything else that I have a poster too? So if you want more information and you're listening and you want more information, at the Convention and Visitors Bureau, we have a poster, a really nice poster that or a flyer that Bill and his group put together that kind of highlights a few things. Then there's the Peasley Auction and Appraisals. Is that your?
That's our auctioneer.
Okay, so
be there.
Okay, so you can go on there and see a few things, but lots of good information here, and it's always fun to learn a little bit about the history and what was here before.
Well, I was born here in Marshalltown. I was away for about 12 years, but I've always been interested in Marshalltown's manufacturing, and I'm 66 years old, and I learn more every day about the companies that we had.
Yeah, and I suppose you get together with all these folks, and it's kind of interesting. I've always learned that you get into conversations, and typically everybody has some story that's related back to Marshalltown, the history of Marshalltown, or a manufacturer that's maybe no longer here.
You can't go to a antique tool auction without there being a wrench made in Marshalltown.
That's exciting.
Every auction I've ever gone to, there have been tools manufactured in Marshalltown at these.
That's exciting.
And
so
I go to them all over the United States.
Yeah, yeah. So let's talk a little bit about, so you're going to be, you got folks coming in for the conference, and you got your auction, and that takes place on Friday and Saturday. If you're just tuning in, Bill and his group have done a lot of work to bring in over 1,500 items. So are they out there now, or are you bringing them all in?
They're coming in today.
Okay.
I've got people at my house right now working to load trucks and trailers up.
To bring 1,500 pieces of tools and items into the Best Western.
Yes. And we'll be setting up today. It'll be open for viewing, the auction part, at 10 o'clock tomorrow. Public can come in and view what's going to be for sale. And
yeah. So, you know, I just want to mention a couple things. So when I first met Bill and we sat down and he said, this wasn't in the spring, right? We started talking about this. And we provided at the Convention and Visitors Bureau, he applied for a grant, and we gave them a grant to help with some of their pre-advertising, because he's done a lot of that to bring these groups here and interest. And then we also are going to provide a welcome reception, which is something that we do, complimentary of the Convention and Visitors Bureau, if you have a group to town. So it's a wine and cheese kind of reception, and they put it on at the Best Western. It's about a half an hour, and it's served by the chamber ambassadors and myself. I come out, and so it's a nice way to meet and greet the folks and visitors that are, you know, coming to town to participate, and thank them for coming in and thanking you for hosting here in Marshalltown.
And I've gotten a lot of positive feedback from people that we don't normally have it in the middle of the state or middle of the United States. A lot of times it's been down in Kansas and
all over the Midwest,
Nebraska. It's been more that direction, but now it's kind of in the center of the United States.
Yeah.
So we're drawing a lot of folks from the East Coast that are coming in.
So that's kind of our logo, meet in the middle.
Yep.
You know. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's exciting. So that's our second segment. We're going to wrap that one up here, and we're going to move to our third segment and final one here just shortly. The Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau has the resources you need to make your event a success. Marshalltown has many amenities that make us the perfect location to hold your meetings, conventions, and tournaments. We offer tour and site visits, welcome bags, media contacts, name badges, information on speakers, caterers, and entertainment, and more. Your successful event is a priority. For more information, go to the website, marshalltown.org/visit, or call me, Val Ruff, at the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau. Marshalltown, meet in the middle for fun.
It's time to make decisions about Medicare, but where can you find information you trust? Well, Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield is holding free Medicare seminars in Marshalltown, October 23rd at Tremont on Main at 7 a.m. and Smoke and G's at 7 p.m. For details, go to wellmark.com/seminar. You'll get a $10 gift card just for attending. This is a solicitation of insurance. Must reside in the service area of the plan. Wellmark Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans are not connected or endorsed by any government agency.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to pee, and you're even getting up at night to go. This is not okay. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate, the number one prostate formula, are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. It's like taking three prostate supplements in one. To celebrate, we're sending free bottles to men who want to cut down on bathroom trips. Yes, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Just dial #250 on your mobile phone and say the keyword prostate. Early research suggests that an ingredient in P3 Advanced may help support a normal prostate size. Combine that with a reduction in urges to pee, and you have a formula you'd be crazy not to try. Try P3 Advanced free. Dial #250 on your mobile phone and say the keyword prostate. Again, dial #250 and say the keyword prostate.
Welcome back. Our final segment with Val Ruff, Experience Marshalltown. We're talking all things wrenches.
We are. All things wrenches. Antique wrenches.
It sounds like a show, doesn't it?
Yes.
It really does.
Kyle, can you do my job, can you do something with wrenches,
there's
Kyle?
There's no way.
Okay, no wrenches for Kyle. Okay, so if you're just tuning in, my featured guest today is Bill Rhodes, and Bill wears a lot of hats, but today the hat he's wearing is the Missouri Valley Wrench Club, and they're hosting a fall conference and auction right here in Marshalltown.
Yes.
So he chose to meet in the middle, so thank you for doing that. And let's just give them a quick overview of, Bill, real quick, of the location and time, and if anybody's interested, when they can come out.
It'll be out at the Best Western. We will have a club member meeting on Friday morning. 12:30, we will start the auction, which is open to the public. And then on Saturday at 8:30, we'll do the rest of the tools. And that's the auction's all open to the public. But everybody's welcome to come out on Friday morning and see what we're about. Check out the Missouri mm-hmm. Valley Ranch Club, and we're always looking for new members.
Sure, sure. And so 1,500 items are yes. coming in for this auction. So, and Bill was sharing earlier some of the antique pieces and wrenches that are from, or tools, I should say, that were from the area that are no longer manufactured.
Yeah, there's
so
a lot.
They're very unique. And you wanted to mention a couple other ones, so I'll let you go ahead and do that.
I have six miniature wrenches. There's a machinist that I know up in Minnesota that in the wintertime, he finds a wrench and then he'll duplicate it in miniature. And I have six of his miniatures that he's manufactured over the years that will be on the auction.
Cool. And anything specific that he did for it? Does he do a certain one for each year? Or?
Yes, he will pick one for each year, just different manufacturers.
So it's kind of a collector's item.
Yes.
Okay.
And you pre-order how many, so he knows how many to make.
Okay.
And he'll give them to you in the spring. You pre-order them, he'll deliver them in the spring.
Oh, that's kind of nice.
It's really unique, the stuff that he does. His machinist skills are excellent.
Oh, I bet. I bet. So you've mentioned a few of the wrenches. Is there any other tools or pieces that are going to be in there that you want folks to know about? I'm looking at the poster, and I see there's some seats.
Well, we got cast iron seats, toolbox. Cast iron toolboxes, planter lids, cedar ends. We also have that unique Williams Brothers hammer.
Mm-hmm.
And then also there's a dehorner that was made in Haverhill by Matthew Edel that come out of my collection that I put up for sale, which should kind of be a highlight. It'll be the first item sold on Saturday morning.
Oh, okay. So that was made by Matthew then?
Matthew Edel out in Haverhill.
Because you're very involved with that, too, aren't you?
Yes, I am. And it came to me by way of Matthew Edel's granddaughter, Evelyn Bloom.
Oh, well, that's nice. Good.
A nice little piece of history out there.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Okay, so, Bill, as we kind of wrap up today, I want to thank you again for all the work you've done and your folks. And I look forward to coming out Friday and then, of course, for the welcome reception that we're going to do for you. Anything else that you want? Oh, I know. We talked about Facebook pages.
Yes. There's five that I belong to on Facebook, but I also have my own.
Okay.
It's called Bill's Old Tools.
Okay.
It's a Facebook page. You can hashtag Bill's Old Tools and it'll get you right there.
Okay. So we can kind of take a peek at your collection then.
Yes, for the computer savvy people.
There you go. There you go. So I just want to say thank you. It's a great opportunity to work with you on this, and thanks for bringing all the visitors in. You know, if there's anything we can do over the next few days to make.
Well, I want to thank you for with the grant money, it helped promote this, and we really brought a lot of people to Marshalltown. I know we've probably got 30 rooms being used for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. So
that's
awesome. It's brought people into town.
Yeah, I know you originally started with 10 rooms, and then you added 10 more rooms, and then you've added 10 more rooms.
Yep, and then there's people in other hotels other than the convention.
Sure.
Best Western, where we're having the convention at.
And that's nice because they're all out south of town, so it's just not too far to travel and to come across the parking lot or whatever. Yep. Well, thank you for doing this. You know, it's been a pleasure to work with you on this. And so stay tuned. And if you want to come out and check out all these antique and historic wrenches and tools that Bill and his group have worked really hard to bring here to Marshalltown. So I want to take a quick minute and just kind of give you an update on what's going on in the community. So there are a couple things going on in the downtown that I want to mention. This evening at 4 o'clock is the Art Stroll Under One Roof, and that's at the Helberg Building. That's a partnership of Art and Frame on Main and the Helberg Jewelry, and they are having 24 artists under one roof, and that's musicians, you know, art, all kinds of artists with pottery and fabric and all kinds of things. So you might want to make sure you check that out. And then also starting at 4:30 is the History on Third Thursday, and that takes place at the Great Western Bank, and that's in partnership with the Business After Hours of the Chamber. So quite a few kind of fun things going on. It's going to be a beautiful night to take that in. And then Friday, of course, is the Antique Wrench auction and the what we just talked about, the Missouri Valley Wrench Club, that takes place on Friday. And then we move to Saturday, the Farmers Market takes place in the downtown Cartwright Pavilion in downtown. Lots of good stuff this time of year. And then also Saturday is the Antique Wrench auction. And then on Saturday night, if you're interested, there's a zombie prom. So, you know, get your best zombie costume on. And they're going to nominate a king and queen at the Fiddle and Whistle. And then Sunday, Fall Sunday Fun Day at the Appleberry Farm. And then Vocal Trash, which is a live on stage performance and an old time hymn. So any of this information you want more information on, just log on to our website at www.marshalltown.org and then click on the events tab. Thanks for tuning in to Experience Marshalltown.
Hi, I'm Nan Benson, your Marshall County Auditor Recorder. Since the tornado, a typical day for me is collaborating with insurance agents, moving county office spaces, working with contractors.